Before we get started, a brief reminder that any and all opinions and views shared by hosts and guests on this podcast are the speaker's own and do not represent the views of Primal Kitchen or its affiliates or parent company.
What do you see as like the biggest acne triggers? What would you say they are?
The extra sneaky one is milk protein isolate, specifically whey protein. The next one, which is really surprising, huge one for me because I was making egg bowls every single morning. We are definitely not against eggs as a food group because it is a very nutrient dense food overall. But what I'm specifically talking about is the egg whites. Egg whites have a protein in it called albumin protein, which is really hard for our lymph system to break down. So you're actually going to see breakouts along your jawline and a little bit underneath your jaw as well. So if you're someone listening and you're breaking out, getting little bumps under that area, and you're eating eggs every single day, we recommend cutting them for about 30 days and letting the inflammation go back down. And keep in mind, it's more the egg whites, less of the egg yolks.
Hey everyone, I'm Morgan, co-founder of Primal Kitchen and host of the Primal Kitchen podcast. In this episode, we're chatting with the skincare queens of the hot and trendy skincare company, ClearStem, Danielle Granich and Kaylee Christina. Danielle is known as the acne guru and a licensed clinical esthetician, and Kaylee is a certified holistic nutritionalist. And together, they have created the first toxin-free brand that targets both acne and aging at the same time without using skin irritants, hormone disruptors, or pore clogging fillers. Today, they'll be sharing their knowledge on anti-aging, the gut-skin connection, and we want to hear the ClearStem story. So let's get into it. Welcome, ladies. Dying to hear everything about ClearStem. Fill me in. How'd you guys meet? How did this all get started?
First of all, we are so excited to be here with you, Morgan. Like, thank you for having us. We're so pumped for this. Yeah. Okay. So everything skincare related. Kaylee and I both struggle with acne. I had like grade 4 cystic acne for over a decade, like 2 decades.
Grades on acne?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, what's the highest?
4 means it's awful. It sucks. Yeah. Grade 4 is like the highest pretty much. So it's genetic. It runs on both sides of my family that bad. So I never really stood a chance. So I got into this line of work after being in the corporate world because I had to do 3 rounds of Accutane and it like didn't even work on me, and did all of the antibiotics and the spironolactone and everything else you can imagine in between, and nothing pharmaceutical worked. So I had to figure out how to solve it myself. So I went back to school. I actually have a biology background, so I did biology, genetics, and immunology, and found when I went back to school, I was like, wow, treating acne was the medical profession I had always been craving but didn't know existed. So started San Diego Acne Clinic about 10 years ago and met Kaylee here as one of my first patients.
I love it. So San Diego Acne Clinic, that's your clinic.
Correct.
Cool. Okay. I love it.
So when I met Danielle, I was in my mid-20s, and what felt like out of nowhere, I broke out with bright red, inflamed, angry cystic acne, both sides of my face. I was 24 years old. I had never aggressively dealt with acne before. I dealt with the traditional hormonal acne, was put on really harsh creams that just ripped apart my face when I was 14 and made me so self-conscious of my skin. But I never had the aggressive inflamed cystic acne. So fast forward to 24, and I was studying as a holistic nutritionist. So I was putting myself on every protocol, elimination diet, SIBO diet, you name it, possible, and nothing was working. I also was listening to every single marketing that existed because I wasn't familiar with skincare or what a proper skincare routine even looked like. I mean, you know, as we're fed marketing, we're fed a 10-step routine, a minimalistic routine, a clean routine, a dermatologist-approved routine. It's so overwhelming. So I was trying every single skincare possibly on the market that was marketing towards acne. Nothing worked. It kept getting worse. And anyone listening to this, if they want to see how aggressive my acne look, it's pinned to the top of both ClearStem's Instagram, but also my personal Instagram, Kaylee.Christina. So you can see what that looked like at the time. All of that failed. So I started going to every single doctor and dermatologist, specialist I could possibly find. And I, over and over, I was just handed birth control, antibiotics, spironolactone, and Accutane. And at the time, I was doing everything possible to not go on medication. Again, I'm studying holistic nutrition. I'm working on getting to the root cause. And when I kept asking every single doctor and dermatologist, okay, I understand you want to put me on this prescription, but why? Like, what's causing this? Something is clearly wrong with my body. What's going on? And they're like, I don't know. Just try this. I'm like, do you have any products you recommend? Nope, just try this prescription. So I went back to the drawing board again, trying everything. Nothing's working. I was so close to going on Accutane. I started the process for it because it's so dangerous for your body. You actually have to take 2 pregnancy tests 30 days apart because they have to double check that you are not pregnant before going on Accutane because of all the birth defects it can cause and how harsh it is on your body. So I started that process and I was like, I really don't want to do this. So after 8 months of not wanting to leave the house, I knew I had to find a better solution because prescriptions wasn't it. Trial and error, all the protocols wasn't working. So one last Google search and up popped San Diego Acne Clinic. And I was like, I read all the reviews. I was like, finally, someone gets me. Someone understands. So I met with Danielle. I happened to be her last client of the day. So we had literally 3 hours together. We hit it off and my whole world was open up to what are actual the root cause of acne that no one was talking about. We ended up finding 12 different acne triggers for me personally that was going on, which really is the basis for all of our education with ClearStem as well. And I eliminated all 12 acne triggers. I got on a proper skincare routine of only 4 products, which has now inspired our ClearStem Clear Kit. And I was completely clear in a matter of 2 months. I had a little leftover scar damage, but at the time, Danielle was creating her very first serum, which is now our scar reversing Cell Renew serum. Use that for another 4 to 6 weeks, and all of my scar damage was gone. And that's really where ClearStem began.
Crazy. That's nuts. So then you're using, so then what? You guys are just like, you become friends and you're like, this is crazy. We have this solution. We need to bring this product to market.
Yeah. I mean, it was really like, you know, when you meet someone and you're just like cut from the same cloth and you just, you're like, our paths crossed for a bigger.
Kind of like the three of us.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know how like we're best friends now and it's been like 12 minutes. It was like that. Yeah, so I was formulating Cell Renew serum, but it didn't even have a name back then. It was actually just going to be called ClearStem. That's where the name of the company came from. So stem cell serum for clear skin. But the process is I knew what this formula needed to be. I knew what it needed to feel like, have the concentrations, the actives needed to be calming, but also have growth factors. Like I knew what it needed to be. So you take that, you know, simply sketch artist of an idea and you take it to someone who can actually develop it, right? So I found a chemist and the chemist was putting it into trials and giving me little lab samples. So I would get different samples back and I knew Kaylee was like smart. I knew she got it. I knew she'd be compliant with instructions and I knew she'd give me honest feedback. I was monitoring her skin so closely at the time that I would be able to tell what this product was doing for her. So I would give her the lab samples and I'd be like, okay, here's this one. It's got a little bit more of this. Here's this one. It has a little bit more of this, but also this thing. Tell me what you think. And we would geek out over the lab sample formulation process. And then I was testing it with a couple of other people in the clinic too, different skin types, different ethnicities, different compliance, you know, some people that follow instructions and some people don't, right? So I needed to make sure it would work for the whole gamut of everybody. And sure enough, this formula was amazing and I couldn't keep it on my shelves. And so, and another client was an Amazon guy. He put it on Amazon. It blew up there. Kaylee had, she was dialed in on Instagram. This was like the first days of Instagram. She was dialed in with that. She had a blog. She was a holistic nutritionist. She was like, people need to know this. Like, I have a community of people that need the information that you've taught me as well as need to know about this serum that can help them. Let me do my thing and talk about it. And I was like, please do. Cause I, you know, was just so busy in the clinic that I didn't have time to do any of that. So it just wound up being a completely organic transformation. And then it grew into a company just like step by step, brick by brick, from filling in the kitchen and not even having safety seals to our first, you know, 5 manufacturing partners to, you know, now being like the huge company we are today.
I love it. It's so exciting. It's awesome. So tell us about like some of the active ingredients and what the process looks like and what's the difference between what's on the market and what you guys are doing. That's a lot.
Yeah, I love that question, though. The difference of us versus other people on the market is that we actually, ClearStem tackles the internal and external side of acne. And all of our formulas, you know, the external component, all of them are as non-toxic as possible, effective for acne and for aging at the same time. Normally, you have to choose one. You don't get all 3. You don't even get 2 normally, right? So if it's organic and clean, chances are it's loaded with pore-clogging fillers like coconut oil and shea butter, causes acne. If it's anti-aging, chances are they're using all the icky, you know, shelf long shelf life fillers like ethyl hexyl palmitate and isopropyl myristate. Those cause a ton of acne. And then if you're choosing acne products, it's very drying, very harsh, and usually very toxic. So you're destroying your barrier just to try to get at the acne, and it causes accelerated aging. So people that have, you know, adult acne and want to age well, they had no good options. So we knew we had to create something that satisfied all three boxes, and that, you know, every product actually worked. Like, we are selfish. We want to see results in a few days as well. We don't want to have to wait a month. So every product that we make satisfies all three components and then also creates change within the first few times that you use it. So that's the main difference. The other main difference is that we address the internal side of acne. We have a hormonal acne supplement that also supports digestion and liver and lymph function, and that is actually our bestseller. And it's an alternative for people who don't want to do the pharmaceutical route, or for whom the pharmaceutical route has failed. So yeah, that is the biggest differentiator of our company. And then the internal part is also being addressed with our acne lab panel that Kaylee just helped spear up.
Tell me about that acne lab panel.
Yes.
So I could get my blood work done and you could tell me, like, this is what you're deficient in, or this is what's going on that's causing your, is it hormonal?
Exactly.
Give me the
we'll give me the lowdown on it. So this was such a passion project that we felt like people needed for so long. So it really got inspired by, you can be doing all the things externally for your skin, and if there's still something really wrong going on in the inside, your acne will never heal. It'll just keep happening over and over again, which is why a lot of people just go on Accutane 2, 3, 4 times, because the internal isn't addressed. So all of our products, everything, we've addressed the external, but there's that small amount of people that still, there's something going on. It's hormonal, it's bacteria, it's stress related, it's blood sugar related. So for years, we were sending people out to a bunch of different practitioners to get tests run. And it came back with very similar patterns. And we realized that there was no one good test just for acne. It was piecing together all, it's the CBC panel, it was the Dutch test, it was all these pieced together protocols, and people were spending thousands of dollars and still not truly understanding their root cause of acne. And meanwhile, they've just spent so much, so it's not as accessible for the average person trying to figure out their root cause of acne. And for many people, they've been struggling with it for decades. So we wanted to create a more accessible way, what was one test that was testing for all the markers that we've seen over the last 10 years that drive back to acne. So there's over 86 markers on our test that all fall back into the buckets of acne again that we've seen over the last 10 years. We're constantly monitoring it to see if we need to be adding more. So it's definitely something that we always want to continue to make better as any potential new root causes of acne come about. As we know, with the different things in the food and beverage industry, all the gut disruptors, everything going on, it's always something new. So basically what people can do is they can order it online. They get a blood requisition form that when they get an email, they pick a blood work place that's right by them. They just put in their zip code. They go get their blood work done. Exactly.
Do you guys work with GetLab?
We do work. Come here.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yep. So we work with GetLabs, Quest, all of those. The blood requisition form gets sent. You get your blood work done. And then our acne lab specialists look at it through an acne-specific lens. And they develop custom protocols that go along with it. And then people also get invited into our membership, where they get a little more one-on-one support. So there's office hours that are in our membership. They get to ask questions. They get to chat and share, like, what are their favorite acne safe makeups and what supplements are they taking. So it's a very community building aspect, because we know how alone people can feel struggling with acne. And so getting them a part of a community where they can talk and engage and make them feel not so alone going through the process was a really important component to it.
So cool. I love that you're offering that. What do you see as, like, the biggest triggers? If you had to pick, like, the three biggest acne triggers, what would you say they are?
Oh, there's the dietary ones, and then there's external ones. Plus the internal and external. The number one trigger that affects pretty much everybody is pore clogging ingredients. So those are the filler agents in your makeup, your sunscreen, your lotion, your hair care, basically anything topical has to have a lot of filler agents. And it's stuff that the average consumer does not know how to pronounce. They've never seen it. They don't want to know what it is, but it's literally in all their products. So the best way to check for that is to copy and paste the ingredient deck of everything that you're using and put it into the checker that we developed on our website. Just copy and paste, hit enter. It'll tell you if there's a pore clogging ingredient because there's literally hundreds of them.
Kind of like an environmental working group or like a trash panda, but for cool. God, you guys have it all.
Well, this is a necessary part, and this is a, you know, this is part, this is the thing that affects like over 80% of people. Like, so I have San Diego Acne Clinic, right? The first thing that people, on your first visit, what you do is bring in everything you're using and we go over all of the ingredients.
And
not one person.
Chucking everything in the garbage.
Well, I mean, it's important to know which things needs to get chucked or replaced, you know, and if you just bought it and it has pore cloggers, great. Use it on your knees. You're going to have the sexiest knees ever, but it might not go on your face. Yeah. So knowing what is in your topical products that's creating the clogged pores is critical because you can do all the gut health work, all the blood work, everything else. But if you're still using stuff with pore cloggers, you will continue to break out. End of story. So that's the number one trigger.
Okay.
The number two, I'm going to say, is excess vitamins. So certain vitamins in excess spike testosterone or create excess keratin protein proliferation. So biotin is a classic one that's for hair, skin, and nails. Yeah. It increases keratinization, basically. So the rate that we produce a keratin protein. That's why it makes your hair and your nails grow, right? But if you have acne, that's part of your problem. That's part of the genetic reason we have acne is because we make too much keratin protein. So that's why people who take biotin, if you're acne prone, it makes them break out worse. And they're like, what the hell is going on? This is supposed to help my skin. Totally. But that's actually what it was doing. It was making more keratin protein, which is part of the root cause of acne.
Interesting.
And this is one of the sneakiest ones too, because a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm not taking biotin, vitamin D, zinc, but they did not look at the percentages.
Break out too.
Yep. So it's excess amount. In excess, yeah. So in excess amounts of vitamin D, zinc, B12, and biotin. Those are the big ones. And they're hidden in so many things. So one, it's really important to check the percentages on your multivitamin because sometimes you think you're taking a multivitamin or a green juice powder to enhance your daily health. And it can be out of control with like we've seen upwards of 40,000% of B12 in some of these. You need to check beverages as well because for marketing purposes, it's like, oh, this is an immune boosting beverage and it has crazy amounts of vitamin D and zinc in it. And then you might also be stacking a supplement on top of that because you don't know that some of these on the go snacks and beverages contain a lot of these vitamins. So you end up taking excess when you didn't even know you were in the first place.
I have to tell you something. So I am not acne prone. Thank God, knock on wood. I'm almost 40. So hopefully I'm like not going to become acne prone, but I have had my blood work done, Get Labs, lately, and I ran it through Joy. They're like, they've got a functional medicine doctor and I love them. So they were just reviewing my blood work and I was really low in zinc. So I started taking zinc. And also I have 3 kids under the age of 5. So I might be taking like sometimes like 50 milligrams a day of zinc. And I noticed in the last like 2 weeks, I've probably been doing it for like a month, maybe like a week ago, all of a sudden I was like, what's going on? I have like actual acne, like serious, like there's probably like 15 zits on my back right now. And I've never had like a zit on my back, I don't know, ever. But I want this from the zinc.
Zinc can absolutely raise testosterone. It's like known that it does that. Like this isn't.
Yeah. I feel like when you started to say that, I was thinking zinc's one of those, isn't it? I've heard this before. Uh-huh. Okay, carry on. So we've got biotin, which we're avoiding, zinc and D in excess, but those are good supplements. So you probably need to like check your levels and then you would just. Scale back?
Yeah, because not all people are deficient in them. And even if you're deficient, you don't need to be taking 500% of your RDV. A lot of times if you're deficient, you just need 100-150%. Again, I'm not giving exact recommendations right now. I'm just sharing with you, like when you turn over a bottle, some
like,
have
50 milligrams is a lot. Like
that's a ton of zinc.
That's so much.
That's
so it's
ton.
Like we're so trained to think more is better.
My family's all gotten sick and I haven't gotten sick. So this is just one for me.
Okay, cool. Well, I see that every cold and flu season, people start taking zinc and it creates a lot of mouth acne. And it can, if you're taking that a lot, it can lead to other acne in other areas like the back. But another really good antiviral is L-lysine. So you're like, okay, I want to not get sick. To vitamin C and L-lysine and then a normal amount of zinc. And then they're going to have like a nice like trifecta.
I'll scale back to normal amount. You know what else I love is monolaurin. This is just a hot tip I'm dropping in here. Like monolaurin's like derived from coconut and it's also an antiviral. And I swear by this stuff. Like I take 6 pills a day, take 3 in the morning, 3 at night, only when I'm getting sick for like 3 days and then I'm done. But I'm obsessed with this Matalor, and you'll have to check
it out. You know, anyway. I keep hearing about it. I haven't tested it yet because I'm testing too many other things. Thank you for reminding me to check it out.
Yeah, you got to check out Matalor, and I'm really into it. But okay, carry on. Done. So those, would you say those are the big triggers? Supplements?
Yeah. And then the last category is foods, and we don't want to get into super in the weeds with the bio-individual foods. We're speaking more from the acne lens of what's going to trigger acne in people who are acne prone. So the top ones for that are dairy. And even if people are like, hey, I'm not really drinking milk or eating cheese, the extra sneaky one is milk protein isolate that's found in a lot of different products, but specifically whey protein. Whey protein can also cause gnarly back acne in people as well. If you ever see bodybuilders, people at the gym that are struggling with a really bad back acne, it's typically whey protein. So it's good to check, like if you work out at a gym and then you just go grab a smoothie after and you've never asked what protein powder they're using, we highly suggest a pea, a hemp, some type of plant-based one, just avoiding the dairy-based one, which is whey.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the next one, which is really surprising to people, this was a huge one for me because I was making egg bowls every single morning. We are definitely not against eggs as a food group because it is a very nutrient dense food overall. But what I'm specifically talking about is the egg whites. Egg whites have a protein in it called albumin protein, which is really hard for our lymph system to break down. So you're actually going to see breakouts along your jawline and a little bit underneath your jaw as well. So if you're someone listening and you're breaking out, getting little bumps under that area, and you're eating eggs every single day, we recommend cutting back, cutting them for about 30 days and letting the inflammation go back down. And keep in mind, it's more the egg whites, less of the egg yolks.
Interesting. Okay. I love it. So then someone comes in, you're dealing with people, they're wanting to solve their acne, but also address the anti-aging. Let's talk about the anti-aging. Like, what's going on in your product line for anti-aging and what should people be doing? Because I feel like, I don't know, I'm really torn on this. I follow some people who think, I don't know, you know, some of these retinols aren't necessarily like the long-term best solution for our skin. Like, what's your thoughts on all of this?
Yeah. Okay. Let's touch on the retinol thing because it's such a hot topic. There's so many different types of retinol, and I think some never have a good purpose, and some can be used in certain timing, conjunction, skin type, have a place, right? So the prescription retinols like Retin-A and Tretinoin, I actually hate them. I find them to be they're extremely toxic, first of all. I find that they really compromise the barrier in unpredictable ways. Like if you exfoliate, say with a scrub, you exfoliate it, it is done. You know what you did. Your skin starts to repair right then and there. It doesn't make you more sun sensitive in an uncontrolled way 4 days later.
Yeah.
Like retinols do. They actually go so deep in the skin and they create this like change in cellular behavior. And it's almost like doing a little tiny chemical peel that's working even when you think it's not working. So for the average person who can't be 100% on top of their sun care game, you know, nobody's reapplying every 2 hours. Even the people that know to don't get to do it that often, right? So it's like, unless you're super, super dialed in with your sunscreen and you're very sure of what your retinol is doing with your skin, I have found that it can backfire. It can work, but then it also backfires too much, and I don't like that. Also, just the irritation that it creates. Anything that's irritating or compromises the barrier, it leads to increased inflammation over time. And again, I'm mainly talking about the prescription ones right now because they are just too effing strong. On top of that, the white one, the actual Retin-A, has one of the worst pore cloggers in it. It has isopropyl myristate, which is the worst pore clogger in existence. It's a filler agent. This is the white one, not the gel one. But this one gets prescribed for acne all the time. They make a lot of money on it. And this is when people get a gnarly purge because vitamin A topically does generally create a pretty big purge. But then unfortunately for these people using the white one, the purge never stops because it's loaded with a pore clogger. So it's making your pores shed all the time as it's infusing a pore clogger in it. And it's this horrible cycle. And the thing that I don't love about these retinols is that they don't play nice with other things that would be better for the acne, like mandelic acid, like a blend of a scrub with mandelic acid, like a more comprehensive, version of exfoliation that could actually unclog a pore. A retinol does not unclog a pore. If you have pore clogging ingredients in your skincare, or your pores are clogged and that's part of the problem, a retinol does not dissolve the clog itself the way that alpha hydroxy acid would. Like our Clarity serum, the reason we went with mandelic acid is because it's the sweet spot. It's like the Goldilocks of acids, right? Stronger than salicylic, not as irritating as glycolic, and it's also effective for fungal acne. So mandelic really is the sweet spot for acne.
Crazy.
It's much better to do that than a retinol, because at least the mandelic acid is also going to brighten your skin and stimulate collagen. But then as soon as you put something else on in your routine, it's neutralized. You can control what it's doing by leaving it on for a certain amount of time, and then you neutralize it. Whereas if you use a strong retinol, or even, you know, any retinol that has, you know, touts ability to do anything, it's going to keep making you more sun sensitive days after you use it. And by then you've forgotten that you used it. So I find, because I optimize for sun protection and being able to be out in the sun without having to worry about it, and then also reducing inflammation, that's why I don't like retinols.
Yeah. Okay. I've never used them. Okay. I'm with you.
There are some people that are going to be like, but it's my holy grail. Okay, some people, if you're not trying to solve acne with it, and you have found one that your skin was able to acclimate to it, and you have gotten past like the really hard hump without any of the like the side effects that usually come with retinol, great, you've made it. You're like the lucky percentage that it has worked for. But it also doesn't play nice with other exfoliants. So it's kind of like, that's like your main thing, unless you're kind of an expert at skin cycling, which most people aren't. So that's my professional rant on retinol.
I love it. Okay. So then what are the active ingredients you guys have for anti-aging in your products?
So every product is equally effective for breakouts and for anti-aging. So for example, our moisturizer, it's called Hydroglow. Everybody loves it. So this one's so important because most moisturizers do contain pore clogging ingredients. Almost everyone's lotion breaks them out. So this one is formulated to be completely free of pore cloggers, but it also has calming ingredients for inflammation, and it has different types of barrier restoring moisture like squalane and then hyaluronic, and then it also has bakuchiol, which is similar to a retinol in terms of its collagen stimulation benefits, but it doesn't have the toxicity or the unwanted sun sensitivity. So that's why it's not breaking you out, it's calming the skin, and it's also giving you that collagen stimulation that you ultimately want.
Love it. Okay, I have to ask, lasers, fillers, Botox, fat grafting instead of filler. What's the take?
So I've done it all.
Even the fat grafting?
No, I haven't done fat grafting. I look at the before and after pictures of fat grafting all the time, and I'm like, in that for when I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
But
nano fat injections instead of filler, whatever they're called. I know the grafting is something different, but anyway, yes.
Yeah, I'm always just afraid that it's going to like dissipate a lot or like move. And I know it's the quality of surgeon and whether you're an ideal candidate is literally everything, and post care. It's a big commitment, but it can work. Filler, I don't think filler is like toxic. It's just hyaluronic acid with some lidocaine and a couple other things, depending on what you're using. Having an injector that focuses on facial balancing is really key, though, because most people go get filler and they're just doing their cheeks and they're just doing their lips. And over time, it migrates.
Yeah.
And it, you know, like over time, if you've gotten your lips done for years and years and years, it kind of look, your upper lip's going to have a little bit of migration generally, right? Like it's stuff moves around in your face. So having a injector who's really focuses on facial balancing is really key, so that they're like, okay, we need to stop doing your cheeks and we actually need to do a little bit of nasolabial and not do your lips this time, or knowing when to dissolve some stuff and start over. So a lot of people that have been doing it for a while are now focused on dissolving the old work and starting over fresh with an approach in balancing.
Yeah. Okay.
We do. One of our favorite treatments, though, overall, especially if you have a dialed in skincare routine, you just want clearer, brighter, smoother, tighter skin. We love microneedling, especially microneedling with PRP. That's our favorite that's among favorites. So that's what we'd recommend to most people because lasers can go really wrong. People can hypopigment from it. There's been so many stories. And I mean, if you head on Instagram, TikTok, you can see where it has gone horribly wrong. And even if you go to the best doctor, nurse practitioner in the world for it, sometimes you don't know how your skin is going to react to certain lasers. But we are huge, huge fans of microneedling with PRP. That's my absolute favorite thing to do and pretty much the only thing I get done. And I get done every couple of months. And it's just everything's clearer, brighter, lifted, tighter. And just we'll give you that effect because it's causing the micro damage to your skin, sending collagen there. And especially when you're using your own PRP or just enhancing the benefits even more. But to what Danielle said, post-care is so important for no matter what you're doing, especially if you're someone that's doing the Morpheus, microneedling, all of these things, it's so important that you're not using any products that have pore clogging ingredients because you just opened up your entire skin. And if you just dump pore cloggers right in, it's going to clog up everything. It's going to cause a reaction. You don't want to be using hot water for 2 weeks after. You don't want to actually ever be using hot water ever on your skin. It causes, Yeah, lukewarm.
Well, I should stop washing my face in the shower. I'm always like hot water to the face in the shower.
Just lukewarm on the face, just lukewarm. That is the number one thing you can do to age well. Stop using hot water on your face. Just lukewarm.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. But no one's told this for in general, but even in post-care. And then you, of course, want to avoid any harsh products like retinols, exfoliating agents until your skin has fully healed. And you want to focus on more barrier restore products. So in the ClearStem regimen, that's lots of Cell Renew, lots of Bounce Back, lots of HydraGlow, lots of HydraBerry to calm your skin and to also deliver all those amazing active ingredients deeper into the skin to have even better results from all the money, time, and energy you just spent on microneedling or any lasers that you're getting.
Totally. Now, what about, do you know about this Potenza laser? Is that what it's called? It's like the newer Morpheus.
It's another RF one.
I feel like the Morpheus is like people, it's like burning fat. I don't know. There's horror stories there too.
If you turn the heat up.
Yeah, Kaylee had a great response to it, but she did it with someone who was very, very careful.
And they did not have it. They didn't have the heat turned up on it. They had the heat on the lowest setting, so it didn't activate that fat burning. It just, So we had talked about that specifically. I'm like, I don't want any fat gone from my skin at all. We don't want to burn that off. But again, not everyone is a good candidate. I think that's so important. Like your best friend can be raving about it, had amazing results, and you might not be a good candidate. So that is super important. And I feel like there's so many new versions of the Morpheus coming out. These days, like I've seen billboards for them everywhere, like the new RF lasers, and it's like,
I think the one you're talking about, the guy who made the Morpheus, I think that's his newer one, if I recall. Haven't done it yet, but heard good things. If you're a candidate,
There's a guy here I would love to know. I should send you your info. I should send you this and you should tell me what you think, Danielle. But and I hope you guys don't mind that we're going totally down. Is this what you normally talk about? Am I like totally out of bounds here?
I love rabbit holes. Let's go.
Okay. He does microneedling in the office, but then instead of just PRP, he does like full injections all over your face. I mean, you're awake. It's not like, you know, whatever, but he like laughs at the PRP. He's like, no, we're like injecting the stuff.
Injects your like takes your blood, spins it down, and then re-injects it back
on the face.
So you
calls it the mist treatment, and he swears it like it's like anti-aging, but I haven't tried it, but I was like very curious about it because I don't know, I'm just like I know I'm a believer in the microneedle. I've never done it. I'm gonna make an appointment now, but I don't know. I'm going to send you the info, Danielle. You have to tell me anything.
Yeah. I want to geek out on it. Oh, speaking of such things. So there is actually something you can do for the under eyes that is fantastic because under eye filler is very, very dicey.
Don't do under eye
filler. I know. No, I did it once 6 years ago and it migrated out because the skin in your under eye there is not strong enough to keep it in and it kind of spills out and it pools right under and collects lymph fluid and it just looks – that's when people start looking weird. So I only did it once 6 years ago, but I had that happen. So the facial balancing filler injector that I started seeing, she dissolved all of that. And what we're doing now is something called Easy Gel, which the name sounds so stupid and cheap, but it's actually amazing. amazing. So they actually take your PRP, they spin it again, get something called PRF. And then they heat it and cool it, and it creates your own like plasma gel filler. And they inject that deep into the orbital cavity right there where they would normally put under eye filler. So it creates like your own little natural filler, but once it dissolves and absorbs, it doesn't give you any weird side effects. And the stem cell component of it actually stimulates a collagen healing response. I'm loving the results. And I love things where there's no like hardcore side effect that's irreversible. So that's why I love this one, and I'm loving the results. Plus you have to do laughing gas with it because there's no way you can do it sober. So that's always fun.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. What a ride. That's crazy. I agree with you. I think some of the like the stuff where you're like injecting your own fat, even I'm like, well, that sounds fine. Like, how bad is my body going to react to my own fat injections? I don't know. It's interesting. There's a lot going on in that space. I feel like there's a big war raging between like the injectors and the plastic surgeons. All the plastic surgeons are like, don't get filler. It makes it really hard to operate. And all the, I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, everyone has their own, everyone's optimizing for their thing.
Where do we get this easy thing you just told us about?
So my girl is actually Jen Palat. She is in Dallas. So I actually go out to see her. And I think there's other places that do it. There's a place in LA. I don't know. I just liked this girl's work and I like her concept of beauty. That's the main thing. When you're selecting a plastic surgeon, an injector, anyone, make sure that what they think looks good is what you think looks good. That's the best piece of advice. Pilot, P-I-L-O-T-T-E, I guess. Great. Now I'm going to blow her up even more and be able to get in.
She'll hold up.
Pre-book all your appointments, Danielle.
So I go to her for the balancing and for the under eye treatment. And then, I think you can get it done in LA. I haven't found a place in San Diego that does it, but I'm hoping it's going to be the new thing. Next year, I think it'll be the new thing because all it really requires is a centrifuge and every place already has that. I think they just need to be trained on this new technique of what to do.
Who's doing it in LA? Do you know?
I don't remember. Someone sent me someone on Instagram. She sounded great, but I already have Jen. So
yeah, perfect. So cool. Okay, what about Botox? It's like the big elephant in the room we haven't talked about.
To each her own.
You don't care. It's not like a big, it's not an effect of acne or anything like that.
No, it doesn't. I personally don't love it. Because I like to move my face. I feel like that's what makes you cute and expressive. And I actually think that because people are doing Botox so much that the frozen look is actually associated with looking older. So that's my personal
thing. I kind of could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I also trained myself to not raise my eyebrows that much, which is what everyone should ultimately kind of do.
Yeah. I've had lines since I was like 19. I'm super excited.
Open your eyelids instead of raising your eyebrows.
I know. I love it. I'm curious. We talked about this a little earlier. Like, do you guys have, I know we can drop our ingredients in, but like you said like pore clogging ingredients, right? I would just assume makeup is a big problem.
Yeah.
Are there like brands of makeup you like? Do you guys sell anything? Do you have just like an SP, a tinted SPF I can wear every day? Like, give me the lowdown.
We do have a sheer tint SPF. So it's going to create a more even skin tone, but it's great for all skin colors. We only do mineral-based sunscreen, which means zinc. And so usually zinc leaves a white cast on people's skin, which isn't preferred. So we've counteracted that with a sheer tint. So you can put it on and it essentially goes on clear, but it creates a blur effect for your skin. So that's one of our favorite things to do if you're just putting on makeup. But the makeup company we love to shout out, we've loved her since truly day one. We've both used the brand for over 8 years. It's called Priya, P-R-I-I-A. And she's very clear stem ethos when it comes to makeup. So it's all anti-acne. It absolutely no pore clogging ingredients, but it's also focused on calming and restoring the skin barrier. And it's funny because every time Danielle and I will go out and experiment with a bunch of different makeup, we always go back to Priya. It makes your skin glow. Like, it really does. It has this, like, it's so amazing. Like, we can't speak highly enough of it. So we love Priya. But when you are, to answer your original question, when you are checking for pore clogging ingredients, It's important to check skincare, makeup, but the sneaky one is hair conditioner. And it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter if you have a $400 Mulberry Silk antibacterial pillowcase that you wash every single night. If you are still using hair conditioner with pore clogging ingredients, even if you're sleeping with your hair up in a bun, it gets on your pillow and then you move in the middle of the night, you sweat in the middle of the night. So if you are breaking out more aggressively on your sleep side, it's typically your hair conditioner. So that's a really easy swap that you can make as well.
And who do we swap to?
So we actually are launching our own hair care line in a couple months for this exact reason. But we've recommended quite a few other brands in the past. What's so challenging is a lot of companies reformulate. Yeah. So we'll have one that we love to recommend. So we'll have one that we recommend and then they reformulate and now there's a pore clogger in it. So it's been really hard for us to give quality recommendations for this and keep up with everyone's reformulating and they don't always update their website right away. So this was
toxic.
The need.
Yeah. Like the herbal essences, the orange one that says Body Envy, that's the one I used for years before I got the one that we're formulating. It's a disgusting label. It has all the fragrance and all the chemicals and all the shit you don't want, but it doesn't have any pore cloggers, so it doesn't break you out. So that is one where if you're like in a pinch, you can grab that from the drugstore.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Crazy. Do you guys have a cleanser? Cleanser for washing your face?
We do. It's our Gentle Clean Cleanser, and it is so amazing for also getting off makeup. So we're big fans of just double cleansing if you have makeup on. But one of the most amazing things about it's called Gentle Clean, our Gentle Cleanser, is that it doesn't strip your face of your natural oils. You know, if you've ever used a face wash and you feel really tight and dry after, it's actually a hydrating face wash that you can use to also get off makeup.
Cool. Okay, let's talk diet for a little bit. Like we talked about what we should be avoiding, but what should we be eating more of?
More Primal Kitchen.
I love it. This is great.
Done. What else? That's all. Yep. We're actually big on not specific diets. And so we're big on eating meat, eating grass-fed meat, eating organic meat, fueling your body with all the amino acids, the complete protein structures that your body needs, healthy fats, avocado, using really quality oils when it comes to raw. And then when it comes to cooking in either like a fat or a ghee butter, something like that, that has a high smoke point, we're really big fans of. Getting your fruits early in the morning for more hydrating foods. Really just a very balanced diet. Back to the basics, protein, vegetables, fruits, and fats, fueling your body appropriately.
Yeah.
I actually do a meal delivery service called Thistle, and I've been using them for years, and I actually love them. It makes, especially if you're like a busy person or cooking just feels like a chore sometimes, like I do their protein lunches, and it's just these big, beautiful, like you went to Whole Foods and did the salad bar looking salads, and they have either some pulled pork or some chicken on them, and I'll just like add extra stuff. Not only are they like delicious and always have like really cool flavor combinations, but I'll just like add a bunch of cilantro or a bunch of blueberries or whatever is in season that I buy from the store to supplement with it. And then I'll supplement with like, I'll just rotate meat. I'll do like lamb because it's usually always grass fed. I'll do some bison to mix it up. Or I'll just be like, you know, on a scallop kick or something like that. So really clean proteins and then a base of greens and veggies. And I'm a big fan of having herbs as often as possible. They're so detoxifying. And naturally anti-parasitic, a lot of them. So I like having a lot of herbs and a lot of really potent antioxidant support for salad dressings. Been using Primal Kitchen for years. It's either that or like medicinal grade olive oil that we buy from some specialty place.
And we are not lying when we say we're huge fans of Primal Kitchen. Like I have your buffalo. So I have so many of your dressings. So it's the only one that I use because it's the only one I trust. It's with quality oils, quality ingredients. And so if I'm not making something homemade, because I honestly don't have the time and energy to make homemade dressings and sauces and all of the things, but love to dress up any of my protein. Yeah. The buffalo is my ride or die. It's my favorite, but we love you guys.
Yeah. Well, one other thing. I've been back on this. I was on it for a while and then just forgot. I was trying other stuff, but I absolutely love celery juice. And I think it's amazing for like nearly everyone, right? Unless you're allergic or something, right? But celery juice on an empty stomach, I feel like, is so cleansing. And so it gives you just natural electrolytes. And it, I feel like it just gives you a really, really good, like, satisfied hydration that you can just, like, supplement. Like, instead of doing a, you know, 1 week juice fast, you can just do, like, celery juice in the morning and have that get you through until your first meal. And I think it's just, it's a great tool to have, like, a cleanse kind of aspect to your daily eating. It's a bitch to juice yourself. So, you know, get one from, you know, get like a 32 ounce thing from, you know, maybe the juice place or something like that. But if you can incorporate celery juice, I find that it's just amazing, especially for the skin.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. So cool. Okay, what are like the biggest challenges you guys are having in the business these days? Let's talk about the entrepreneurship path here for a minute.
Oh, love this. Challenges. You know, we're going through a bit of an upgrade as a company. I'm sure you know, Morgan, it's like, you know, your company starts off as a baby and then a toddler and then a teenager and then your company's in college and then becoming an adult. And I feel like we're at the cusp of one of those right now where we've been really focused on hiring amazing talent that can help get us to that next adult stage for ClearSTEM and really looking at every single department and where our current team members really need support, where they're being pushed beyond their bandwidth, areas that we need to upgrade in. So we've kind of been going department by department, cleaning it up, optimizing it, and giving people support where they need it.
Yeah, makes sense. I know those growing pains all too well. Who's inspiring you guys these days?
Oh gosh, that's a big one.
With Jen Chick in Dallas.
Besides my
interior, we go there.
Who inspires me? God, I get inspired by everyone in my life for whatever their unique gifts are. I know that sounds really corny, but I like to live an inspired life. And you can find that if you know how to ask the right questions of the people that you interact with the most. Kaylee inspires me every single day. We're always like, we're so obsessed with growing that, you know, she'll have a growth spurt in one area and then I'll see it and I'll be like, okay, tell me what's up with this. And then, you know, same thing. And then we'll, you know, I don't know. It's a really good question. Kay, what's your answer for that?
Oh, I know. I was thinking about this too. And I do, I know, back to the corny, but Danielle inspires me so beyond. We really do each have our areas of focus that we want to grow within and then talk to each other about it and get really excited by that. It's our brains are so synergistic, but work really differently. So we both get inspired by different things at different times and then come together. And I do think the amazing network of women and men too, but I would say like majority of my friends are women around me. It's like I go to dinner, I go to lunch, I grab a coffee and I'm always learning something new. Like our friend Sam, she has a tech-based app company and she's so operational minded, like emotions removed. And it's crazy when I bring something to her, she inspires a new way of thinking. And then, you know, I talk to a friend who is just such a badass in the marketing world and I get brand new ideas. And so really our circle of people that we enjoy spending time with do bring out so many different versions of us and give us new ideas and spins of way we can be doing things and learning.
Love it. What is the worst thing you've ever done for your health?
Worst, like how so?
I don't know, like the worst for your face or what do you think is the worst? I don't know.
Like something that went wrong?
Yeah, that's a good one for you, Danielle.
I have one. And so this was right before I met Danielle. I did everything Pinterest, because Pinterest was really big at this time for skincare stuff. Like Instagram was growing, but you definitely saw more DIY stuff on Pinterest than you did Instagram. I did everything from like rubbing, like washing my face in coconut oil and then rubbing straight apple cider vinegar on my face, squeezing lemon juice, cutting open garlic, like all of the DIY things that were so popular from like 2013 to 2016, like the turmeric masks, like then stained my face yellow. I literally did it all. The garlic and the lemons like burned my skin. I did every DIY. I did everything possible. All bad. Nothing good came out of any of those experiments. Thank God I met Danielle and I stopped doing wild refrigerator pantry experiments on my face.
That's great.
I did a lot. I did everything wrong for Like, I didn't become an esthetician until I was 30. So, but I had really, really, really bad acne starting at like 17, 18. So I trashed my skin for that whole time period. And I mean, I would literally take my mom's jacuzzi water and wash my face in that. I would cut up the lemons and just do that. I would never moisturize or wear sunscreen because they always broke me out. Uh-huh. I was right, because I didn't know about pore cloggers.
That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say the worst thing that happened with my skin is I did this thing called alpha levulon light therapy, and it was super expensive. And it was at some laser place, you know, like if you're trying to treat acne, don't go to a laser place. Because those lasers are really expensive they're expensive to operate. You have to have nurses do it generally. They're very expensive machines. They have to make their money back on them. And if you go to a laser place, suddenly you're going to be a laser candidate, whether or not you really are, right? Yeah. They are salespeople. They have quotas. So don't try to solve your acne with lasers, PSA. Anyway, I did a light therapy treatment that it was like super high tech. They like put this like formula on you. Then they bring this big light machine on you, and it burns like crazy, and then your whole face peels off. But the person didn't educate me on water temperature, and the sunscreen they gave me broke me out. So I'm literally like peeling through this. It was so intense, and I had active acne at the time. So all the spots that were active at the time turned white. I lost all pigment function in all the spots. So I have hypopigmentation. It's not reversible. And this was something that the guy, he should have just known, like, hey, I think you might need to go talk to your derm first before this. But no, sold me on this like $6,000 package, and I had to finance it because I was like 24. Didn't have any money back then. So by the time the first payment was due, it had all come back and I had permanent damage. And it was just like the most defeating experience.
Were you like, I'm not paying for this?
I didn't have the balls to say that. Now I would. Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah. Brutal. Yeah. Okay. This was awesome. I have one last question I ask everyone, which is what's something most people don't know about you? You both have to answer.
That I eat organ meats. like Danielle and I both do. We like, you know, like she comes over and I like whip up liver. I'll make chicken hearts. I will eat literally everything, but I love chicken hearts and chicken liver.
Love it.
Love chicken hearts. Whole Foods has
don't. They taste like chicken nuggets. Like, they really do.
Okay, no, they don't. Sorry, no, they don't.
I'm convinced they do. That's what I tell people. And then people are like, no, they don't.
I love you.
I'm like, it's like a chicken. I swear.
What's something people don't know about me? Oh, I dress kind of crazy sometimes, but I don't even realize I'm doing it. I like to be in touch with my inner child. So I wear like bright colored, bright patterned things that don't go with each other. And sometimes I'll just be out walking, like busy working, not caring about what I'm wearing. And I'll catch myself in a window or reflection. I'll be like, oh, wow.
Yeah. How did I get here?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. I really can.
But it brings you joy.
It makes me happy. Those are the days when I feel my best, actually.
Yeah. I know. I was asking someone, we went to a concert with friends the other night, and I was like, if you guys were in a band, like the lead singer in a band, what would your like on stage persona be? And I was like, I would wear like overalls with like some bright shirt and high heels or something. But
yes,
Christine, what everyone said, like, yeah.
That is such a good question for like a dinner party or something.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a good one.
Love that.
Okay. This was awesome. Let everyone know where they can find out more about you guys. Like, are you still doing the acne clinic?
Yeah, I do. I have very talented girls that work with me there. I don't see patients anymore. I'm way too busy with ClearStem.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still functioning. We still have a 98% success rate. Come see us if you're struggling.
And tell everyone the name one more time, and then we want to hear the ClearStem drops. Yes.
It's San Diego Acne Clinic.
Cool.
Straight to the point.
And then for all things ClearStem, you can find us across all social channels, ClearStem Skincare. As we've talked about in this podcast, we're so big on education. So you can find so many more free resources on our website, on our social channels. And then Danielle's Instagram is Danielle the Acne Guru, and mine is Kaylee.Christina.
I love it. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.